Welcome to another message in Fish Lake Valley. The title of the message is No Pardon, or I Do Not Want a Pardon. I Do Not Want a Pardon. We're in John, the 7th chapter, starting with verse 45 is where our reading starts. Jesus was being constantly... Let's go back up to verse number 37. Jesus was making some outstanding statements, proving that he was the Messiah by great miracles, which were his proof. Jesus did miracles to prove he was Messiah King. That's why he did miracles, to prove that he was a Messiah King. Now it says, on the last day of the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out. Now this is when they were getting ready to pour out the drink offering, saying, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water were running water. They were not stagnant, what we call cisterns, but running water. Some of the multitude, therefore, when they heard these things, were saying, this certainly is the prophet. This certainly is the prophet. They're talking about this is the reincarnated Moses, or this is truly the Messiah, the HaMashiach. Verse number 39 says, but this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. The Spirit of God as the Comforter was not come upon the church yet. The church was already in existence, but the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, in Shekinah glory, would come upon that church on the day of Pentecost. That's not the birthday of the church, but that is the time that the Holy Spirit would come and comfort them and lead them in all truth. That's how we have the Bible today. Some of the multitude, therefore, when they heard these things, were saying, this certainly is the prophet. Verse 41 says, others were saying, this is the Christ. Still others were saying, surely the Christ is not going to come before come from Galilee, is he? Now, Jesus was born in Nazareth, in Bethlehem, but he was raised over there in Nazareth, which is in the region of Galilee. Has not the scripture said that Christ comes from the offspring of David, from Bethlehem, the village where David was? And so there arose a division in the multitude because of him, and some of them wanted to seize him, but no one dared lay hands upon him. And the officers therefore came to the Greek chief priests and the Pharisees, and they said to them, why do you not bring him? Why did you not bring him? Why haven't you arrested him yet? Why haven't you captured him yet? And the officers answered, never did a man speak the way this man speaks. And the Pharisees therefore answered them, you have not also been led astray, have you? No one of the rulers of the Pharisees has believed in him, has he? But this multitude, which does not know the law, is accursed. Verse number 50. Now, we know, as we study the Greek manuscripts, that 753 through 811 is not in the oldest manuscript. So we're going to jump over and we're going to put it in there as it was. Somewhere along the line, down through history, 753 through 811, and that's the story of the woman caught in adultery, was inserted in the scriptures. I do not preach from that because I know that it is not there. My teacher said, if it's not there, don't preach from it. Nicodemus said to them, now this is Nicodemus who came to Jesus by nighttime, and being one of them, one of the Pharisees, our law does not judge a man unless it hears from him and knows what he is doing, does it? And they answered and said to him, you are not also from Galilee, are you? Search and see that no prophet arises out of Galilee. Now, we know one of the greatest prophets of Israel came out of Galilee. What was that prophet's name? Do you remember? Any of you out there? That was Jonah that preached to Nineveh. He came from Galilee. Now let's go all the way down. let's finish there. Search the scriptures, see that no prophet arises out of Galilee. And verse 12 says, and again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Now remember, they were lighting the lights. He said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life. And the Pharisees therefore said to him, you are bearing witness of yourself. Your witness is not true, is not valid. And Jesus answered and said to them, even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is true, for I know where I came from and where I am going, but you do not know where I came from or where I am going. You people judge according to the flesh. I am not judging anyone. But even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone in it, but I am he who sent me. But I and he who sent me, that means the Father, that means the Holy Spirit. Even in your law it has been written that the testimony of two or three men is true. Jesus was doing all these miracles to prove that he was Messiah King of Israel, that he was the Messiah King of Israel. I am he who bear witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me. And so they were saying to him, where is your Father? And Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. And these words he spoke in the Golden Gate, the Eastern Gate. Mm-hmm. The Eastern Gate. And he taught in the temple, and no one seized him because his hour had not yet come. And he said therefore again to them, I go away, and you shall seek me, and you shall die in your sins. Where I am going, you cannot come. And therefore the Jews were saying, surely he will not kill himself, will he? Since he says, where I am going, you cannot come. And he was saying to them, you are from below, and I am from above. You are of this world, and I am not of this world. I said, therefore, to you that you shall die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. So they were saying to him, who are you? And Jesus said to them, what I have been saying to you from the beginning. I have many things to speak to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and the things which I heard from him, these I speak to the world. They did not realize that he had been speaking to them about the Father. We're talking about Father God, the Father of the Holy Trinity, the Father of the Triune God. And Jesus therefore said, when you lift up the Son of Man, you will know that I am. And he keeps saying, I am. In 24, he said, I am he. And here again, he said, I am he. And I do nothing on my own initiative, but I speak these things as the Father taught me. And he sent me, he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. And he spoke these things, many came to believe in him. Jesus therefore was saying to these Jews, to those Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word, then you are truly my habitual learners, my disciples, my mathetes. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth shall make you free. And they answered him, we are Abraham's offspring and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you shall become free? And Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. They were sinning. They were lying. Mm-hmm. They were perjuring themselves. Mm-hmm. They were attempting murder. They had put a contract out on Jesus. And he's telling them that you are slaves to your sin. And a slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. And he says, since therefore the son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's offspring, yet you seek to kill me, to murder me, to slay me. because my word has no place in you. Mm-hmm. I speak the things which I have seen with my Father. Therefore, you also do the things which you hear from your father. And he's talking about the devil, Diabolos, Helel of the Old Testament. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. And Jesus said to them, if you're Abraham's children, do the deeds of Abraham. But that is you are seeking to kill me, a man who has told the truth, which I heard from God, this Abraham did not do. You are doing the deeds of your father. And they said to him, we are not born of fornication. We are not illegitimate children. We have one father, even God. And Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and have come from God, for I have not even come on my own initiative, but he who sent me. Why do you not understand what I am saying? Is it because you cannot hear my word? You are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father the devil. He is a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Wherever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I speak truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears the words of God. For this reason, you do not hear them, because you are not of God. You won't hear them. You will not hear them, because you are not of God. And the Jews answered and said to him, do we not say rightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? We're telling the truth. You're a Samaritan, you have a demon. They hate the Samaritans. And Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. But I do not seek my glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. Spiritual death. These people were double dead already. Double dead. And the Jews said to him, now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died and the prophets also. And you say, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never taste death. Surely you are not greater than our father Abraham, who died. And the prophets died too. Whom do you make yourself out to be? And Jesus answered, if I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. You've not come to know him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Jesus could have given them a pardon. They were sinners. These people were sinners. They were liars. They were murderers. And they would murder him. And they would set free Barabbas. And Barabbas means son of the father. Barabbas was the ringleader of the Sicarii, which were murderers and assassins. That is a group that took finally over and took over Masada and what caused the fall of Israel of the Sicarii. And Barabbas was one of the leaders of the Sicarii. They chose the wrong man to lead. They chose the wrong man to follow. I once knew a man that was arrested and put in jail. And after a while, they told him that he was going to get a pardon. And he told the people, the jailers, I do not want a pardon. I want a trial, and I want to be set free because I am not guilty. I don't want a pardon. I am not guilty. Many people down through history that have been put in jail wrongly, they have received pardons. One man especially, I remember here a while back, he said, I do not want a pardon. I want a new trial. I want to be set free because I was innocent. I don't want a pardon. I was innocent. I was not guilty to begin with. Now, if you're out there and you're listening to these words today, you're guilty. I am guilty. We're guilty of heinous sins. rejecting Jesus Christ in our lives, and we are sinners by nature. The infection of that sin comes from our fathers. We're born in sin. We're born sinners. It's our nature to sin. And when we say that we have no sin, we are a liar. These people kept telling Jesus, "We don't have sin." And Jesus said, "You are liars. I could pardon you because you are sinners. Sinners need to be pardoned. We are guilty. We can't be set free. We are guilty. We're guilty of our sins. If we do not ask Jesus Christ to pardon us and to apply His blood to our lives, we will be in sin because we are guilty. The people that have begged not to receive a pardon in the past were innocent, but all of them were guilty of sin. Not the sins that they were put in jail for, but the sin of our Adamic nature. We are sinners. You may never commit a sin. Did you hear what I said? You may never commit an open sin. But even thinking of that sin is wrong, and it is sin. Jesus said, "He that looks upon a woman with lust has committed adultery already with her." Because he's a sinner. "He that is angry with his brother without a cause is a murderer already." There are many murderers out there in this world. And all of us need pardons because we are guilty. We will never be set free. People in false religions think that they can do great deeds and walk into the presence of God after maybe going through purgatory or passing over the fire, as in Islam. Every Muslim has to go through hell first to cleanse himself from all of those unforgiven sins. I'll tell you that there is no forgiveness of sins outside of the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no other way to heaven. We need the pardon. People that have innocent have begged to be set free and begged for a retrial. They wanted to be set free. They did not want a pardon. But we are all guilty of our sins. We only can ask for a pardon. Jesus is dealing with one of these things. He said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death." And then we go on all the way down, and Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God." Jesus never performed one miracle of his own power. It was all by the power of the Holy Spirit and the Father. Not Jesus. Jesus was God-man, but he walked away from his powers of deity while he was on this earth as Messiah. Jesus said, you have forgiven all manner of sins when it comes to blaspheming me, but when you blaspheme the Holy Spirit and say that my miracles are of Beelzebub, you have committed the unpardonable sin. And you have not come to know him, but I know him. And if I say that I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. And your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. In Genesis, the 22nd chapter, Abraham saw Jesus in his pre-incarnate form. And he was very glad because he was about to offer up his son Isaac as a sacrifice to God. Now he knew that God would raise him from the dead if he did that, because God had commanded that. Abraham had a lot of faith. He was going to slay that boy. And you know that the God of Abraham never believed that God would take a human sacrifice. The only human sacrifice that God would take was a sacrifice of his son. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. And the Jews therefore said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and yet you have seen Abraham." And now he commits a terrible sin, according to them, because he says, "I am deity. I am the Son of God. I am the God who spoke to Moses. To Moshe. I am the one that spoke to Moses from the burning bush." Exodus 3:14. And the Jews therefore said to him, "You're not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham." Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, before Abraham became, I am. Asher Hayah Asher. I am that I am." They knew who what he was quoting. He was quoting Septuagint. Ego Eimi. I am the eternal God. And therefore they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. What are you going to do with Jesus right now? What are you going to do with Jesus? Are you going to ask for pardon from the Father through the blood of Jesus Christ? Or are you going to try to get there on your own? You'll never do it. Our sins are our good works, our righteousness as is filthy rags from dead men's bodies in the sight of God. There is no other sacrifice except Jesus Christ and his blood and his life for you. Do you know him? Is there a time in your life that you come to God on your knees or with your heart bowed to God and say, "Lord, forgive me of my sins and shortcomings and save my soul"? Is there a time that you did that? If there's not a time in your life that you did that, you need to do that right now. Our Father, we give this message to you. I pray, Father, that it'll go out. I pray that these words from your word will save souls, and they'll be added unto your people for your honor and glory. Forgive me, a sinner, saved by grace. Father, I know that my life is just a nothing but a testimony of the grace and mercy and love of you. I am not worthy of the grace that I have. It is only by your mercy that you save me. Father, all those out there that hear this message today, if they're lost, I pray that they'll come to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.